It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. I guess they call it Facebook for a reason. Over the last few months, Facebook has been rolling out a feature called Tag Suggestions, and it operates using facial recognition software. Graham Cluley from the security firm Sophos explains how it works.
If one of your friends uploads a photograph of you to Facebook, Facebook will take a look at the photograph and say, oh, you know, that looks a little bit like so-and-so. And it will suggest to your friend that they tag you in the photograph.
Well, now, if it's just offering your friends a chance to tag you, they could do that anyway if they recognized you. I mean, so what if my friends want to tag me? I mean, this isn't creating something that couldn't already happen.
Yes, you're right. So your friends could already manually tag you. But what we're talking about here is Facebook beginning to learn what people look like and gather in that data. So if they begin to collect information on what 600 or 700 million different people look like, what are they going to do with that data in the future? How are they going to monetize it? And why, when they first introduced this feature, why didn't they give you the option? Why didn't they say, hey, look, we've given you this, there's a new feature available here, you can turn it on if you like. But instead, they silently turned it on for everybody.
That's what Facebook usually does, rolls out a new feature that makes you share more, then you have to opt out if you don't want it. We have step-by-step directions for doing that at marketplacetech.org. Now, Facebook didn't invent facial recognition technology, but Peter Bellumer, professor of computer science at Columbia University, says Facebook's adoption of it is a huge step forward.
Facebook is really prime time. I mean, it's just amazing how many photos are being uploaded and tagged in Facebook each day. And I think that this is, you know, one of the biggest leaps that the technology has had in its history.
He says this technology is powerful stuff. The question is how that power will be used.
I certainly think that face recognition technology is important for reasons of national security and useful for helping you organize your personal photo collections. But for a company to roll this out on such a large scale, essentially without consent of users, I think is very worrisome.
Well, what could go wrong? What are the potential risks?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, face recognition is imperfect, and I don't think that should make us less worried. And the second thing is that you can imagine how much information you can collect about where people are and who they're with. I mean, all these photos, a lot of them have EXIF data, which basically has a timestamp. Some of them have geocoded information, so you know where the photo was taken. So there's a lot of information that's there, and, you know, who's going to keep that information and how are they going to share it with others? We just don't know.
A Facebook spokesperson gave us a written statement that said, in part, quote, when we announced this feature last December, we explained that we would test it, listen to feedback, and iterate before rolling it out more broadly. We should have been more clear with people during the rollout process when this became available to them, unquote. Read the complete statement at marketplacetech.org. It's nice to get out, walk among the trees, relax. But how can you relax if you don't know what kind of trees they are? LeafSnap is a smartphone app from the Smithsonian that lets you take a picture of a leaf and get an ID on that tree. John Kress helped build it.
We essentially have developed a citizen scientist tool, and we really hope people will go out in the backyards, along their streets, in the parks, in the forest, and take pictures of leaves. And all these identifications then get uploaded to the server at Columbia University. And so we're building a large database of the existence of the species of trees around the country. And that will actually help us track how things are changing as the world is changing, and hopefully to conserve them.
Learn about the trees. Trees are neat. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.